It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Oh, bring it up. Bring it up. Hey.
It's arrived.
Ken Barkley, it's time to shine. Terrific Tuesday here on the BetQL Network with Nick Costos and the aforementioned Ken Barkley. 20 minutes from now, we'll talk some golf. James Mazzola from the For Profit Podcast. See, Will Zalatoris pulled out of the tournament this weekend with COVID-19.
Yeah. Pulled out with inability to make very short putts for an entire back nine. This guy's gonna, I was texting with a friend. This guy's gonna drive me nuts all major season. There's no way I'm betting on him to win a major this year, and he's gonna win one, and it is gonna drive me crazy. I mean, it's really I'm gonna go nuts.
I am telling you right now, you know the way that I like to bet golf, and for the majors, I'll like do some like actual like real handicapping. I will bet Will Zalatoris outright in every single major.
He's now in the bucket of golf bets.
He's in my bucket of golf bets now moving forward.
Spieth, you know what? Asians, Will Zalatoris.
And I bet on Patrick Reed a lot also.
True. Yeah, Reed has made it in a lot. Yeah, he's really justified that affection.
Yeah, like I'm still waiting for it, for the one. Still waiting.
Guys won like 15 times, but not recently.
Power hour, 40 minutes from now. All our bets for tonight. Hockey, NBA, and just an incredible slate of college basketball. I can tell you, I've got a bet on your favorite college basketball team tonight in that game.
That game is tricky. That is like,
I love Carolina.
They should destroy Louisville.
Right?
Well, Louisville just suspended one of their best players too.
Yes. Yeah. Like, so, like, how do we not? I love Carolina in this game.
It's funny to try to measure, like. Okay, like Chris Mack, everything going on with the program, spending a best player, one of your best players, I should say. So, like, that's in the market. It was in the number against Duke, like all of that stuff. Like, my number in the Louisville Duke game, if like nothing had actually happened for a couple days prior, was like 4. It opened 9. Like, to be fair, it closed like 6.5 or 6. But like, so people saw what I saw, that it was just like, wow, this seems like an overreaction to what's happening with Mack. This isn't a normal number either, though. Like, it should be like pick, and it's not. So like, that's a little bit already built in there. Now, I agree with you. And Carolina played miserably for about 2 weeks. They finally looked good on Saturday. You would think you get a really good performance from them in this game. Like, you would think that. But like, this team drives you absolutely crazy when you watch them. I mean, it's really tough. So feels trappy. It'll be the trap game of the night. That and Michigan State, Maryland, two games that look appealing on the surface, and then you're just like, oh god, this, like, really? And then you can look at I look at my number and I go, oh, I guess I'm not supposed to bet them. But yeah, like two very kind of like weird setups. I mean, short road favorites that are better, like, you'll frequently kind of have that dialogue with yourself.
All right, that's coming up next hour on You Better You Bet, but for now we got to get to some of our NBA thoughts from last night, overarching thoughts both on like a game by game basis and also in the futures market. So what do we want Jake to play here, like, underneath us here?
I kind of want to bring like Dua Lipa back, actually.
Yeah, can we play the Dua Lipa track, Jake? And at some point, we should bring back the old NBA takeaways music. Yeah, but Jake, we don't want to do that. Not right now, at least. We don't want Dua Lipa right now.
Can I get a Dua Lipa?
Bring it up, Jake. I'm just kidding. We actually need to get through a lot of stuff here. So, Ken, the question that I actually have scripted here to talk about league MVP is, do you feel like Kevin Porter Jr. cost you a lot of money last night? For people that don't know what I'm talking about, the Rockets played the Warriors on Monday night. Mm-hmm. Kevin Porter Jr., and like, God bless him for doing this, and I feel like we need more of this, like, guys going at
absolutely
a little bit. So I loved it. So Porter Jr. is antagonizing Curry, and Steph just goes absolutely nuclear in the fourth quarter, 21 of his 40 in the fourth. You get Kerr after the game being like, yeah, like, we knew the slump was going to end at some point. It ends in emphatic fashion, and Kevin Porter Jr. basically spurs it on by getting into Steph Curry's grill. So curious, do you think that Kevin Porter might have cost you some money here, Ken, because the updated MVP market at BetRivers, your guy Embiid is still the favorite at plus 200, Jokic 3-1, Giannis plus 350, Curry now sitting at 4-1.
I'll answer your question in a second. Can we appreciate that market that you just read? and how much we, I mean, I just like slam dunked this thing. I mean, this you was did? Like, this is like a, this is like a tour de force performance by me following a couple of not tour de force performances by me in some other markets. So like this one is whew, like told you Steph was vulnerable, said Embiid and Jokic should be 1-2. They were 3-4. Like we didn't do the tandem thing last week, which tandem is more likely to win. Now the tandem is a flip places. Like, I mean, it's really, it's pretty awesome. I'm just very appreciative of this. Please, 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 please stay healthy, Joel Embiid. Please, please, please. Cause I think if he does, very, very likely to win. Do I think Porter costs me money? No, but I think he actually might create, well, I don't know if he's going to create the betting opportunity, but he's shown a light on something that is, might be coming soon here, basically, which is the turnaround of Curry, which might be spurred by last night's performance. Now, we know it wasn't just a performance thing. Like, it wasn't just like a, well, he went 8-for-20 or he went 6-for-19. Like, he's working with the shooting coach before every game. He's getting hounded about it by media. Like, it was, like, clearly a thing, whether it was, you know, like an adjustment to his shooting motion or whatever. Like, we have no idea, but seems like, with especially with these super-duper star players, if you feel like they're about to go on a run, you know, Embiid went over his point total like 19 consecutive games, basically, because the point total doesn't change. Like it's basically, or if it does, it's a very, very small adjustment up as a superstar is playing well. Like Embiid's like, yeah, it's going to be 29.5. It's going to be 30.5. He's just going to keep going over like every single time. I mean, Curry's going to be whatever he is. But, you know, 32.5 is probably what he normally is. 31.5, something like that. Like that's how he's going to be priced in their next 10 games. Might be playing some overs on Curry here the next couple weeks here, basically like a bounce back on him in a prop from a prop standpoint. Like maybe there is a money making opportunity. We can kind of look at the injury report each night in the matchup. Tonight was going to be weird. Second night of a back to back. No one's playing. Do I think Porter cost me money? No, because I still think Steph is very unlikely to win the award. He's just chasing three giants in terms of statistics. Like, I mean, absolute monsters in terms of what they're putting up every single night. And he's only doing it some of the time. So I think I still feel very strongly that it is very likely he will not win. Not that he can't, but it's very likely he will not. And just in terms of an opportunity, maybe that, like, if he does turn this around, like, let's start playing some stat overs on Steph Curry here. Go to get put together the type of run like he had to close last season. We know he's capable of having 15 to 20 games, average 40. You know, Draymond's going to come back at some point. It's a very sketchy injury, obviously, but yeah, maybe a little bit of an opportunity here. MVP wise, we're sitting so good. And like, there's really nothing to do right now anymore, honestly. Like, everything that we wanted to happen happened as fast as it can possibly happen.
It was really, and now like you just sit. Form.
Yeah. And now you just, and it didn't have to happen that way. It could have happened. It could have started now. It could have started in a week from now. But as Embiid and Jokic kept playing that well, it was bound to happen. Like, Curry has a great game last night. I think he's like 19th in PER right now. These guys are 1-2-3. Like, it's, I mean, just like a lot of ground still to make up, basically. And not the PER is the be all end all, but any advanced metric, like Jokic is one in everything, and Embiid's two or, you know, two or three in everything. Giannis very hype as well. It just feels like it's Embiid and Jokic, barring injury. The other thing that helps me, just really, really quick, Curry's sitting tonight, second night of a back to back. You only play 82, man. You want to sit like 1.4% of your schedule. Great. Well, Embiid's sad.
Be a man, Steph. Get out there.
Well, Embiid's sad. It's nice to see Curry like, oh, cool. Like, way to gain no ground. Awesome. Like, keep sitting second night of back-to-backs, man. That's going to help me a lot. You play like three or four fewer games from now to the end of the year. Like, then your price is really going to bottom out in the market. So we're sitting really pretty. I don't think there's a valuable bet to be made right now because everything we wanted to happen happened.
You better. You bet BetQL Network. Well, not technically. Football season's still going on. Terrific.
Well, not technically because you haven't won yet. But yeah,
exactly. I mean, there are lots of things that we could wish for that haven't come true. But for now, I want to turn our attention here. Unless you have anything else that you'd like to mention here,
for Rookie of the Year or anything,
or just anything. Yeah.
Yeah. A couple. Well, I want. Can we do Atlantic Division real quick? Because you had a really good point.
Yes, please.
I want to fold in the point that you made because you might be onto something. So Nick and I were talking during the break about the Atlantic Division, which features Brooklyn still is a favorite at Bet Rivers -130, I believe is their consensus price, only because I see it on the screen right now is at least close to that. Sixers -105. So Brooklyn's still the favorite. Philly's a game and a half ahead of them, I'm pretty sure. And if you want to, do you want to just grab Boston, Toronto's records real quick, Nick, or how many games back they are?
And Boston and Toronto, I think, are both 27 and 25. I think the Knicks are 24 and 27, but
Both the Celtics and Raptors are over 500. Now on the screen, you'll see Celtics.
Can you tell that we looked all this stuff up before the show that I could know name all this by heart? Yep. Raptors are 25 and 23. Celtics 27 and 25. Knicks 24 and 27.
And Celtics and Raptors 5 games behind Philly.
Correct.
Correct. Celtics are 28 to 1 to bet Rivers, Toronto 40. The way that back at like the tails of these division markets get priced sometimes when it seems like there's only two teams that can win, is sometimes the crazy prices will get way crazy. Like instead of 20, some places they'll be 50 or 100 because the thought will be like, well, who cares? Like it doesn't matter. Like make the price whatever when you get to that point and it doesn't matter. So my initial thought here is I was pretty interested in Philly. I have not bet this division yet, but I'm pretty interested in Philly because I'm pretty uninterested in Brooklyn. And my thought was basically like Philly and Brooklyn play about the same schedule down the stretch. Harden is like nursing an injury. He may play tonight. He may not. You only get Kyrie for the road games. We don't know when Durant's coming back. Like Philly has started to kind of generate a little momentum here, especially if they ever make a trade at the trade deadline, this price goes crazy. Like if they ever do that, that's, I understand that's like not a, that's probably a 1 in 10 proposition, but they become the favorite immediately to win the division when they do that. So I was kind of like, okay, I want to fade Brooklyn. I guess I have to do it with Philly because I don't have another choice. Like I have to do it with Philly, like who's already ahead of them, about the same schedule down the stretch. And then Scal made a really good point that like, is Brooklyn incentivized to win the division? Because Brooklyn's just going to set up a path where they don't play Milwaukee. So what if that ends up being like not winning the division? Like, are they incentivized to win as many games as possible? Maybe not with the way this is going to shake out. So like, they're just incentivized to create a path to win the title, like the Clippers last year. Brooklyn may end up doing that. So basically it's, okay, I think I want to fade the Nets to win the division. They're still being priced like they're amazing, but they may not win that many games, even though they could win the title. I was going with the Sixers, but you brought up a really good point in the break. I mean, why don't you detail what, I mean, you brought it up. Why don't you detail kind of what it was?
Yeah, so the Celtics beat Miami last night, and it's not like a full-strength Heat team, so it's not like it's one of the greatest wins of all time. But just some, and we've done this a couple times recently where it's like, is this the time now where the Celtics are going to start, you know, turning into the team we thought they could be in the offseason? And it hasn't happened as of yet. But like Mark, I feel like Marcus Smart is kind of the guy that's like the heart and soul of that team. Like the guy who like, you want to take the temperature. Right.
The heart and soul who occasionally everyone wants to trade.
Right? He's the emotional leader of the team. So I feel like when he says something like this, it actually like means more than it would if it came from like Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown. I actually mean that sincerely. Smart, like after the game last night, basically said straight up, this team has turned the corner. Like we're like Dumb and Dumber. We're there, man. They're 28-1 to win the division. They're only 5 games out. So, I mean, not that I think it's like extremely likely, but maybe that could be a valuable betting opportunity with the Atlantic division.
And it's not just 5 games back of just Philly too. Like it's not even like Brooklyn's run away and we're trying to catch them. Like, no. Brooklyn's way back with everybody already. Like that's already like the top of the East is wild right now. I believe there's 5 teams within like a game for the number one spot or 1.5 games between 5 teams for the number one spot. Just like really bizarre setup right now. So it's just the question.
Charlotte's
is like,
4 games out of the 1 seed.
Right. So basically everyone is. So I think the idea is, so the thing that I think is interesting about this is like, yes, we want everybody to play at Bet Rivers, but like you can hunt out some of these like super duper long shot prices. And like, I would just be curious, is there like 100 out there on Boston or like a 75 or something? Because it's like, well, who cares? Brooklyn or Philly is going to win. And everybody else, it doesn't matter what you price them. That happens all the time in these markets, by the way. The throwaway teams, they aren't actually throwaway teams. So the opportunity, I think, is being created by like Boston's not being priced like they're anything special whatsoever. Philly is not a particularly great team, so they're vulnerable. Brooklyn is extremely hurt, so they're less good. They're vulnerable. Like, neither of those teams is going to win a ton of games down the stretch. They both play upper third of the league difficult schedules. Boston and Toronto play bottom third of the league difficult schedules. Like, as I was looking at it in the break, I go, well, I was just like confining myself to Philly with the idea being, I know I want to fade Brooklyn to win the division, like a regular season accomplishment. Like, am I closed-minded to the fact that maybe the opportunity is all three or the opportunity is one of the two long shots? So just, I think like not this, like the final work on this is not done, but that's like a really interesting kind of entry point there. If you think Brooklyn's vulnerable just specifically for the division, not anything having to do with postseason aspirations, kind of based on what we've seen recently.
And just to close it here, I got some, we got a lot of time. Like we got 4 hours tomorrow. We can
start the power hour too.
Yeah. I think Cade Cunningham is interesting right now, rookie of the year. And I feel like Mobley is deserved favorite. So Mobley's like around close to -300. Cade's +500. Cade recently has been playing better and like beat the Cavs and Mobley head to head over the weekend. Like he's averaging 27-7 with 2 steals and 2 blocks over the last like week plus. 19-10-10 in his last game, 34-8-8 two games ago. And look, Mobley's been awesome, and the Cavs have been awesome. I don't know. I kind of feel like Cade's like the best actual rookie right now. And maybe if the Cavs are like the third seed in the East, it's just not going to matter. I feel like Cade Ken is really interesting at 5-1 right now to win rookie of the year.
I mean, I don't have a strong opinion on this, but what I'll tell you is just that one argument against Cade is going to be like, well, he missed those games to start the year. So like just games played, right, is going to be significant. Well, rookie of the year games played hasn't really mattered a lot historically, like within reason. Like it's
Blake Griffin
like
missed the season and then won it the next year.
Well, yeah, but I mean like Embiid like almost I know won what against you're saying. Brogdon. He almost didn't play for half the year. Yeah.
All right. Golf Bets Pebble Beach coming up on the other side to close hour number three on a terrific Tuesday.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.